Simpson sent the manuscript to Lisa before it was published, but at first she didn't read more than the opening. In the first few pages, I was confronted with my family, my anecdotes, my things, my thoughts, myself in the character Jane, she noted. And sandwiched between the truths was invention. Lies, to me, made more evident because of their dangerous proximity to the truth. Lisa was wounded, and she wrote a piece for the Harvard Advocate explaining why. Her first draft was very bitter, then she toned it down a bit before she published it. She felt violated by Simpson's friendship. "I didn't know for those 6 years that Mona was collecting," she wrote. "I didn't know that as I sought her consolations and took her advice, she too was taking." Eventually, Lisa reconciled with Simpson. They went out to a coffee shop to discuss the book, and Lisa told her that she hadn't been able to finish it. Simpson told her she would like the ending. Over the years, Lisa had an on-and-off relationship with Simpson, but it would be closer in some ways than the one she had with her father.